Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The fact of the matter is, this version of the Bills should go to the Super Bowl. And there is an odd added pressure right now in Buffalo. If the tournament starts and Lamar's not in it, Joe's not in it, and Patrick's not in it, there is a pressure unlike any other year in the past and likely unlike any year in the future. Crazy Rhino Josh Allen is the scariest version.
Nick Wright talking about that the Bills should be the team in the Super Bowl this year. And that there might be more pressure, and I don't disagree with that. If Mahomes, Burrow, and Lamar Jackson are all out of the way, he sees pressure. I see opportunity.
You know what I see? The one seed.
How?
I've been crunching numbers. I'm writing a column about it. It'll be out tomorrow.
All right.
Well, WGR550.com, some playoff scenarios and where the Bills could end up. Nothing is out of play, Derek. Nothing is out of play.
That is true, because the division's not dead. New England at 11-2. You win this game, New England's at 11-3. You're at 10-4. If Denver were to lose in the same weekend,
it changes everything. But also, even if that happens, the Ravens game means nothing. The games that mean the most are the divisional games. So if you're able to beat the Patriots and then one of the other two are able, in like Miami, that would flip the script entirely.
Denver does play the Green Bay Packers. That's not a gimme.
In Denver, though.
That's still not a gimme.
Yeah. But you know the craziest thing about these scenarios? I'll give you a little nugget here. The Bengals can make it as the 4 seed at 7-10.
There's
so it's actually wide open in a lot of ways here. So
if the Bengals win the division at 7-10.
Is that the worst division win of all time?
Yes.
That has to be.
But it also epitomizes what this season has been across the National Football League. And it's also where, like what I said about Nick Wright, he sees pressure, I see opportunity. I don't necessarily think that there's pressure in a different way because of the fact that this season has been so insane, so wild, and
schizophrenic.
I was going to say potentially on something that if they lose, it's going to hurt a lot and it's probably going to upset people. And I think it's about reaction. It's not about pressure. I think that's the way to look at it. There's opportunity here, but that means that there's also opportunity for a lot of the clapback or the, you didn't get it done. Okay, maybe there are some changes that need to be made somewhere. Not going all fumigating on this team or anything like NBC Sports Boston wanted to do. That was a flex, by the way. He just wanted to say the word fumigate. Now I did it too.
That's what
so that
happens.
Makes two people in media that have said fumigate now.
That's what happens. That's what happens. All right, as they get an inch to walk on you, they step all over you. They curb stomp you.
Quick, I said fumigate. Give me my monocle and a cup of tea. I can feel fancy now. Fumigate, yes. What's wrong with me? But back to the point, New England's part of this field, though, where yeah, if you win this game, even the one seed's not out of the question anymore, because if you were to take the division, you're probably getting the inside track on New England. Therefore, you would have an opportunity at the one seed, if not the two. Everyone's big Packer fans this time around. Big Packer fans. That's what we got to do. But this might be the field. 803-0550 is the number to call. This might be the field to take advantage. Even with the flaws that the Bills have. A couple days ago, plenty of people had fun talking about the ceiling that this team has. Their ceiling plus this playoff field could be what gets it done. And can they survive their floor? Against this playoff field, can they survive their floor? New England and Houston have proven to you, no, you cannot. You cannot turn the ball over, get sacked multiple times, and get away with it. But when they are on their game, they are the best team in the AFC. And that's not that hard to say. And it's not very hard to agree with. It's just, can they survive the worst? Get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Mike. Mike, welcome into the Extra Point Show. What you got?
Hey, guys. I'm not afraid of any of, of our opponents.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid of Joe Brady's play calling. I mean, going back to the Houston game, I mean, the play calling and the fourth quarter on third and two, and then you get a yard, and then you hand off to Cook 5 yards in the backfield on fourth and one, and he loses. Same thing at the end of the game. It's a third and one, and instead of just getting the first down with 29 seconds left in a first down, they try a pass. It's incomplete, and now it's fourth down, and they're in the shotgun. Fourth and one. I mean, Josh has been, as his last seven quarterback sneaks, he's gained less than 3 yards zero times. You go to last week. I mean, the first drive of the game was just a perfect example of him trying to be too cute. They moved the ball down the field, running the ball, short passes, running the ball, and they got a third and two. And at third and two, they try the Josh Allen run that, you know, it's, and not the quarterback sneak. It's that little Josh Allen, I'll go to the side and try to go up the middle, and I lose
the sweep.
3 yards, and yes. They're stuck now. And it's four down territory at that point, too. And that's the scary part. It's four down territory. There's no way that they're stopping Josh two straight times on a quarterback sneak. Get your first downs. Get it into the end zone. Stop being so cute with the wide receiver screens and these cute plays. Stick with what's working. Cook's been running great. Josh has been throwing the ball great. You got third and two. It's two downs. Get the first down.
Mike, I appreciate the call, and there's a lot there. The five straight runs to James Cook, including the fifth one where it looks like Cook's trying to take himself out of the game. That was a really egregious one. That Houston game really was a bit of – I might even say that was a bit of a humbling for Joe Brady, because in the Pittsburgh game, he goes to what's working. He's not trying to do anything extra. He's not trying to overthink it. To a point where the Steelers even call out the fact that they succeeded by calling the same play so many times and they just could not stop it. Which really then points to the Steelers at themselves of, we just couldn't stop that. But also when they were passing the ball a little bit, they had added protection. Part of that might have been because of the fact they had two backup tackles in that game. But they also recognized that those were premier edge rushers. We need to have a little bit of an extra protection scheme. And that's something that we learned the hard way against Houston when Dawkins and Brown, fighting through injuries, could not get the job done. Brady did not add extra protection late in that game. To a point where Dawkins is expected to be on an island on said fourth and one and then jumps off sides. All of a sudden, it's fourth and six. Pass goes incomplete. Game over. I think that, Mike, you are right ultimately in the fact that I don't know how afraid I am of the rest of the AFC more than I am of the Buffalo Bills. The fear percentage, I think, is that you might accept that the Bills are probably their most dangerous opponent is themselves. And that's very believable based on the four losses that they have this season. against New England. They turned the ball over three times. There's the Dawson Knox handoff on the first drive of the game. It looks like you're moving the football a little bit here. You get to about midfield and then oopsie daisy. And that's one that actually gets called out. I do believe Coach McDermott does say something about, you know, getting a little too cute sometimes. And you haven't seen that play ever after that, not to a tight end at least. And with Elijah Moore and Curtis Samuel now not on this roster, I doubt you see it anymore this year. So there has been a little bit of correction, it looks like, going on from Joe Brady a little bit here. But the Bills are their biggest enemy, and I think Mike's got that point. New England, you turn it over three times, including that handoff to Knox or the Keon Coleman fumble. The Bills have an offensive pass interference on the play leading up to the Marcus Jones interception in the New England red zone. Against Atlanta, the defense hemorrhages yards and points to a point where the offense, having an off day, can't make up for the ground. Eventually, the defense flexes its muscles in the second half, but the hole they put themselves into in the first two quarters was too much to overcome. Miami, the offense sputters the entire time. And the problem is there's a common theme here. Miami, the offense sputters the entire game until the defense, which has been trying its best to hold on for dear life, the dam breaks in the fourth quarter. And then Houston is, that defense plays incredible. The offense can't really get into much of a rhythm. One ill-fated two-minute drive later that the defense lets up at the end of the first half, and it then ultimately becomes too much to overcome. There was also a missed, there was a missed PAT in that game as well that Buffalo has to go for the touchdown instead of being able to play for overtime in that moment as well. So you can't be doing that either. You can't have the missed extra points. If we're able to say that with Tyler Bass, I should be able to say that with Matt Prater, right? It's the same thing. But the common theme here is what Mike brings up. It's the offense. The offensive play calling. Sometimes Brady gets in his own way. Sometimes it is a little too cute. Sometimes it is frustrating to watch the offense that has Josh Allen, that has James Cook on this roster, and for better or for worse, sometimes it gets away from them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I will say, this is also a hell of a time, though, for you to start getting healthy for the first time in a while. Yes, I know, Ed Oliver, Michael Hoyt out for the season. I know. But the Bills are starting to get a little healthier. All four players that are on the injury report that missed Sunday's game against Cincinnati, they were limited in the walkthrough today, limited in the walkthrough yesterday. We'll see what the reports look like today. Spencer Brown sounds optimistic that he's going to play. Sean McDermott didn't outright dismiss that Bosa could come back. This will be an opportunity. And I think that's the big thing about this. That's why I'm so excited about this game. I'm not dreading anything about New England. I'm very excited about this game. I think it's because of the fact that I've really embraced the fact that this season's a nice reminder that it's not supposed to be as easy as it's been for a majority of the last 5 years. It's not supposed to be that easy. We're all supposed to be reminded of that in a harsh manner. and even the year where they have that downswing in 2023, they still come back and win the division and the two seed. This year might not be that. You lose here, it will not be that, and that's actually a certainty. It's for sure. It's not something that you can get away from at that point. But as chaotic as this season has been, not just for the Bills, but for the entirety of the National Football League. Heck, entering last weekend, the Bears were the one seed in the NFC. The Chicago Bears. New England and Denver are still there winning 11 games. Indianapolis was on a different level, and now they've come crashing down to earth. There is so much, though. Like, the Texans start 0-3, and now they look like one of the most dangerous teams that a division winner could be facing if the playoffs were to begin today. You tell me that New England and Jacksonville don't get nervous about the potential of facing Houston and Buffalo, respectively, in the postseason? That's probably not a good feeling. The Chargers at 9-4, if you were to project it the way that it's going, New England versus Houston, Buffalo at Jacksonville, Chargers at Steelers, it's not out of the realm of possibility that you can go, yeah, I like all three road teams, actually. Houston could frustrate New England with their stifling defense. The Bills should be the better overall team than Jacksonville. They have a similar record, but the Bills have Josh Allen. Jacksonville does not. And the Steelers are 9-8 defined. I would like the Chargers in that game, even with Herbert banged up and them not really having much of an offensive line. That's how weird this year has been. That you can actually realistically look at it and go, I don't hate all three road teams at the first glance over the wild card weekend. We'll see what happens the rest of the way, but I really would suspect that. Carolina's in the mix for the NFC South this year. Realistically, they are right there step in step with Tampa Bay. Dallas isn't all the way dead yet because Philadelphia has fallen off of a map. Who do you trust this year? And I think there's only one answer, and that's the Los Angeles Rams. And even then, they're not the best record in football. They've lost three times. But in the AFC, the Bills are their biggest enemy. And yet, they are the team that you can look at and go, when each of these teams, any of them, 1-7, is at their best, it's the Bills that you trust the most. That's where you need to take advantage of this. And it goes back to that Nick Wright clip, pressure. I still see it more as optimism and opportunity. In a crazy year, why not the Bills? Basically, is how you'd want to be able to frame that. Why not the Bills finally breaking through? It would make sense. Their biggest bugaboo not being in the playoffs with Kansas City. And the fact that the Bills don't have, I would say, the greatest of quarterback roster that they have beaten. Lamar Jackson twice, who has proven to not be a playoff performer more times than not. Skylar Thompson, Mac Jones, Bo Nix, Phillip Rivers. That's the list. Right now, if the seeding were to be where it is, you could add Trevor Lawrence to that list. I'd say confidently. Or it could be, what? If they move up, 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers? I do still find it funny, though, now, Joe, that the list is now all active quarterbacks again. Philip Rivers is active, and that is still talking more about the season and how crazy it's been. Philip Rivers might start right away
might. I mean, it looks like he is going to with the injuries they have in the quarterback room. It turned into a nightmare really quick for them.
Riley Leonard did participate in full with his knee injury, so.
He did. So maybe they will go with him, but I don't think you bring in Phillip Rivers.
To not play.
To not, yeah.
Maybe not here this week, but he might close the season.
Well, they might. I mean, they're still very alive in the playoff push, right? So, like, maybe they do think he's the best chance to win, and they do put him in right away.
If he's their best chance to win.
I'd say he is. I mean, you would put him, veteran talent, over a rookie any day of the week, would you not?
A late round rookie as well.
Yeah, right.
I believe Leonard was a sixth round pick.
Yeah, it
was. Or was he?
I'm not 100% positive.
I'm going to look that up real quick.
I would put veteran talent like Rivers, who understand, and rumor,
it's been 5 years.
Well, yeah, but rumor has it. I mean, he was running the Colts offense with the team he was coaching. So, yes.
That should not matter.
So, I don't know. I think he's your best option.
Sixth round pick, Riley
Leonard,
by the way.
He's your best option, Rivers.
I don't.
Leonard, sixth round pick versus a guy who's a Hall of Fame candidate. Right, like,
but it's been 5 years.
It's been 5 years, sure, but the arm is your last thing to go in a lot of cases. Minus two, every other quarterback it's been, other than Breeze and other than Peyton Manning. Like, you're looking for a playoff push.
They had notable
injuries
and surgeries, though. Those two,
well, sure.
Those two had no, like, when you say the arm's the last thing to go, outside of two guys that you could point out there.
Mm-hmm.
Breeze, it finally catches him, but it until how long?
Well, right. Yeah.
Manning, the next surgery. That's an upper body. Until how long? Tom Brady's arm never had to have anything surgically operated.
No, and he was 45, so he was older than Phillip Rivers when he last played.
Yes.
And then Aaron Rodgers, his arm is still there, more than there.
But
he's thrown the longest pass.
Tom Brady's also a one of one, though. I don't know how much I'd be able to suspect that Phillip Rivers is going to be able to get a job done here after not playing for 5 years and being 44 and being a statue quarterback, which outside of Jared Goff, and it's dead. Even Stafford can make a move.
What's Daniel Jones been the past 2 weeks?
Daniel Jones is a more... Oh, I see what you're doing here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and what has happened?
Well,
they've been bad.
That's because they made him play on the fractured fibula, and he overcompensated and was stepping with the right side of his foot.
They should have already been calling Rivers by that point. Well, if he's playing on a fractured leg...
Yeah. The fibula only carries 10% of your weight, so you are technically – he was medically cleared to play on it. So
yeah,
it
but pain is a real thing.
Sure. I'm not discounting that. I'm just saying
– and it probably affected how he was planting at that point.
Right. But that's why he was overcompensating with the right foot and tore his Achilles. Like,
that's exactly how it happened.
So, like, they were – he was – I think they were playing fine with the statue quarterback. And Rivers, I mean
– they lost the two games with him not moving, though.
I mean, sure, but also...
Daniel Jones' best attribute in his entire career has not been throwing the football. It's how he's able to run around.
Yeah, I think you're just out of options, and Phillip Rivers is the best one. I think that's where you're at that point.
Yeah, I just...
Cam Newton was hurt. Did you see that?
Yeah, his feelings were hurt about it, yes.
Yeah.
But...
That they didn't call him first before 44-year-old Rivers?
The guy knew the playbook. You didn't. That's the end of the story there, I guess.
No Zoom. He was thrilled about that, too. But
that just tells you more about the wacky season that is going on here. Is, yeah, the Colts have fallen out of a playoff spot. They've now tapped on the shoulder of Phillip Rivers, who's also now going to wear the number 17. If he starts right away,
I think he's going to. And they're putting him up against Seattle, so he's going to get murked.
I will say,
the last two games we were talking about, Daniel Jones being a statue, it was against the Texans defense, so that's an immediate, like, you're done for.
Right.
And then the Chiefs, Chris Jones was getting home. So, like, okay. But they still, against the Falcons, they won 31-25. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't.
That has more to do with Atlanta than Indianapolis.
Sure, but they also, I don't know. I think Rivers does fit kind of what they can do. Their O-line isn't terrible. It'd be worse if the Chargers called him back and were like, hey, Herbert's down. We need Phillip Rivers back. With the Joe Alt out and everything like that, that would be an issue.
It would be worse if he was in LA. I do agree with that.
But, like, the Colts' front line actually can hold up. So I think he'll be okay. I genuinely do. He might – if he can still throw, which I don't think they would have called him if they didn't think he could, and you're seeing practice videos and he's still throwing it just fine, just what's his playing weight going to be, you know? Like, that's the big question. He's like, I don't even know right now. It's a lot more than it was when it walked off the field in Buffalo. It's not what it was, whatever he said.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I think it's funnier than anything.
It's again, it leans into how wacky and just different this season is. And that's it speaks to the AFC playoff field. I really do think that this is a great opportunity. Some may see it as pressure. I'm going to sit back and go, I like my odds. I might eat my words, but wouldn't be the first time now, would it?
Oh, I like the odds too for the Bills.
803-0550, the number to call. We'll take a timeout. Come on back here as we keep things going, hanging around here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It's brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.